champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. I'm so excited to be with you today. I'm so excited. Why? I'm thankful. Thankful for another day of life. Thankful that I have a voice to speak, to decree and declare truth. Thankful that I believe the promises of God are still going to come to pass. I believe what God has said. So I'm praying today encouragement over you. I'm praying your frustration away. I'm praying a renewed mindset. Come on, I'm praying today that you will write the vision and make it plain. And even if you already wrote the vision, that you will read the vision and know that you're about to run the vision. I'm praying that you are refreshed, restored, and renewed today. Today we are praying and lifting up the Bahamas. We are lifting up the body of Christ, all of those who are in the eye of the storm. We are saying to the storm, peace be still. All of those missionaries who are out there spreading the gospel, we are praying for your reinforcements to be on the way. We are praying that the laborers would get awoken, and that the harvest would not die, but that the harvest is plenty. The laborers are few, but the few laborers will get there in the timing of God. We are praying that God's will in heaven will be done on this earth, but that we will be using our mouth to speak, to decree, to declare. I am praying that truth, light, and revelation will shine today on this message. So let's start. Father, in the name of Jesus, we welcome you in. This is your podcast. This is your radio show. These are your listeners. We are here with the ear to hear. So let every deaf ear now be healed to healing that they can hear. Let every blind eye be able to see, and let the truth have its way. So God, shine your light through this message. Bring hope to somebody. Bring restoration. Bring encouragement where there was discouragement. Come on. Let people today love and be excited, God. Let them feel your love. So I release the love of God on this message today, that no matter what you're going through, that God's love can reach you. Reach you in that emptiness, reach you in that place where you may have been trying to fill your own void. I pray today for deliverance, for healing like never before. I pray for you to walk in who you're called to be. Whatever it is that you're called to do, I pray courage. That's my gift and that's my anointing, guys. Courage and boldness. I pray courage and boldness right now, that even the sound of my voice, the vibration that's going through, is breaking up any type of fear that you may have had. So right now, I just pray peace, be still, strength, just be dispersed to you now. And I say you're getting strengthened even now as we speak. And it's in Jesus' name, God, we repent for anything that we have done that was not pleasing to you, God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit. Check us out, Father. Show us. Don't just show us what's messed up, but help us. Give us the strategies. Help us. Show us the disciplines that we need to put in place, God. We want to be better. We want to be more like you. We want to be loved. We want to be looking like your image on this earth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, hey, guys and gals, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in from whatever city, state, country you're in. We are praying that the Lord our God will heal the land of the Bahamas and any other place that the storm has seemed to have had its way. Many lives were lost. Many homes were destroyed. So we are praying for peace. Peace where there has appeared to be disaster. We are praying for peace, restoration, and that the body of Christ and others will come together to help the best we can to restore the land. In Jesus' name, amen. How are you guys doing today? Come on, remember, we're healing the world, making it a better place. You and me, how? Because we're starting with the man in the mirror. So plenty of Pure Truth Sessions. We checked out some true facts. And I'm excited to say I would like to play a clip today from Benny Hinn, and he has left a message. He has did a confession in regards to collecting money for the gospel. So I want to share it with you. A lot of you know my name is Lady Ty the Great, right? I'm Holy Hood. What does that mean? The hood people think I'm too holy, right? Since I found Christ. And the holy people think I'm too hood because I'm just the way that God designed me. But God loves me the same. So I am Holy Hood. I'm a little bit of this, a little bit of that, right? And so, and I'm excited to be who I am, right? I'm creating my own lane and I am bridging the gap between both of the two. And I have always been saying, repent, church, that the gospel is free. When Jesus discipled the disciples, he didn't charge them a mentor fee. It was none of those things going on. He actually preached to the poor. He helped. He didn't sell his deliverance service. He didn't sell any of that. And so the message that I have been sharing with you all throughout my entire time being on Pure Truth and throughout my time having my encounter is now the message that one of the very popular preachers, Benny Hinn, is now saying that, you know, he's saying that he was incorrect in telling people to give $1,000. So I just wanted to share this with you to let you know that God is hearing our prayers. And this is my prayer that truth will be heard. So get excited, guys, because things are turning around. The hearts of the leaders are turning around. They're waking up. At least they're speaking up. Amen. Here you go.
Brokenness, our old man, we call that the flesh, must be broken, must be out of the way. And today, sadly, among a lot of circles, all you hear is how to build the flesh. It's a feel-good message. That's what you hear out there. It's all about feel good, do good, all that. Make money, all the rest of it. And I'm sorry to say that prosperity has gone a little crazy. And I'm correcting my own theology. And you need to all know it. Because when I read the Bible now, I don't see the Bible in the same eyes I saw the Bible 20 years ago. And Steve Strang from Charisma, whom we go back years, he was in my wedding. People don't even know that Charisma magazine began with my father-in-law. Charisma magazine started with Roy Harlan, and I married his daughter. So Steve Strang was in my wedding. We go way back. And he's already asked me, said, are you ready to make it public? I said, well, not totally. Because I don't want to hurt my friends or my love who believe things I don't believe anymore. And I will tell you now something that is going to shock you. I think it's an offense to the Lord. It's an offense to say, give $1,000. I think it's offense to the Holy Spirit to place a price on the gospel. I'm done with it. I will never again ask you to give $1,000 or whatever amounts, because I think the Holy Ghost is just fed up with it. Did you hear me? I think that hurts the gospel. So I'm making this statement for the first time in my life, and frankly, I don't care what people think about me anymore. So I had a guy. Well, I'll tell you who. It was Dan Willis. I love Dan with all my heart. I said, don't you dare preach that message again. Just a few days ago. I said, no. I said, I'm not going to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. So when they invite me to telethons, I think they will not like me anymore. Because if you look at the Word of God, I don't want to get into it now. Am I shocking you? Good, let's have a high five on this one. If I hear one more time, break the back of debt with $1,000, I'm going to rebuke them. I think that's buying the gospel, that's buying the blessing, that's grieving the Holy Spirit. That's about all I will say. If you are not giving because you love Jesus, don't bother giving.
Amen.
I think Giving has become such a gimmick, it's making me sick to my stomach. And I've been sick for a while, too. I just couldn't say it. And now the lid is off. I've had it. You know why? I don't want to get to heaven and be rebuked. No, I think it's time we say it like it is. The gospel is not for sale.
Amen.
And the blessings of God are not for sale, and miracles are not for sale, and prosperity is not for sale.
Amen. 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 Well, come on, Pure Truth. Woohoo! Let's clap it up. Let's get excited, because this is what we were waiting for. This is what we are praying for leaders, right? Because when you have leaders, come on, Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, touch your toes. Simon says, put your hands on your nose. When you have leaders, you are following the leaders. And now we have so many people, Facebook prophets, Facebook preachers, Facebook church people, everybody got a podcast, everybody has a this and a that, everybody's got a voice and a reason, but everybody is not with the heart of God. Many are called, but a chosen a few. So you have many out there speaking and even paying for their licensing, if you will. And when they're saying, even they're preaching on Facebook, it doesn't cost anything to preach on Facebook in their house, in their kitchen, in their car. They're preaching on Facebook with their Cash App up there, with their PayPal. And then even in the midst of them preaching, after they say a message or share something with you, you might have clicked on their live and you didn't even, and they might have even invited you in, but you just clicked on their live on social media. And then they will turn around and say in the middle of their message, make sure you don't steal the anointing. If you believe in this word, you need to sow in this word so it could be legal. You don't want to be illegal. Now, what kind of craziness is that? So I'm excited today to hear someone who is a face, you know, well known, many people known, considered a leader, right? Many people follow somebody who has a large voice when it comes to this Jesus stuff, right? And I'm excited that he has repented, shared his confession that the gospel is not for sale. So that's just made me excited, guys. I don't know about you, but I am happy. Why? Because it's a start. You know, we have so many leaders and so many people that stay the way they are and continue on. And, you know, I don't debate with people. I correct those people who are putting their opinions up, you know, and trying to match it to scripture. If you don't have God's heart, don't use your mouth, period. That's my thing. You know, we talk about be not conformed to this world. Okay, but why is it that churches are dimming the lights, putting up flashing lights? They trying to look like the nightclub. Like, let's really talk about these things, you know? And so I'm excited, guys. I'm encouraged. I'm okay with at times, you know, being looked at like I'm the bad guy, because it's for a good reason I'm being misunderstood. Recently, just want you guys to get excited with me. I started doing some jumping jacks, you know, and I just wanted to remind you, yes, please pray for me while I'm doing these jumping jacks. I'm working on healthier side of things and staying physically fit. And I just wanted to encourage somebody that might feel like quitting and that they can't get through something. There were all of the other moments in life that you thought you wouldn't survive. And then you survived. That's a quote by David Levithan. And what am I saying? That you made it. You survived those moments. So this too shall pass. These moments too shall pass. So get encouraged. You know, and even though a lot of things might have broke my heart this year, it fixed my vision. This year was one of the toughest years for me. One of the most humbling years for me. And I'm grateful for it. I really am. But it took a long time for me to get to this place of gratefulness. I did a video and I said on the video, I got game, but it's not for sale though. And I was sharing with people how to, you know, self-publish your book. Like I told people at Operation Greater, I shared with people how to become an artist, you know. And if you are not already following me on YouTube, why not? Okay, stop. I need everybody to stop right now. Please go to Lady Ty the Great. My YouTube channel, Lady Ty the Great. L-A-D-Y, Lady Ty, T-Y, the T-H-E, Great, G-R-E-A-T. Go ahead and click it. Subscribe. Why am I telling you this? Because I give away so many free, amazing nuggets that you could even start making money today. I even tell people how they can start acting, no matter where. If you're in Atlanta, if you're in LA, or if you're in New York, I release the name of some agencies. Why not get the information? Okay, so that new video that I sent up is called I Got Game But It's Not For Sale Though. That's on my YouTube channel. And recently I want to discuss something that took place. There's a group of Christians, right? And this is all in related to like what Benny Hinn was saying. There's a group of Christians who were doing a 5-day Find Your Spouse challenge or whatever, you know, something, pray for your spouse, right? And I jumped on it before, right? And I tried to jump on it again. I was on a couple of the messages. So what they do is they say we praying for you guys, and they have different people. They have like a lineup and a setup. They praying in the morning, in the afternoon, the evening, whatever. And so they gather all of these people that are desperate, that are single, that are Christian, and they trying to pray for their spouse. They waiting on their man, honey, or waiting on their girl. So wife. So there's a target audience. You hear what I'm saying? And so they gather everybody. Everybody joins these prayer challenges. And you may say, well, what's wrong with praying, Ty, for your spouse? Okay, nothing's wrong with praying for your spouse without a motive. So now all of these people are gathered together, praying together 5 days in a row. They feel unity. They feel this. And at the end of the prayer, they hit you with the bam. If you want to be better, if you want to go further. Y'all hear the sirens in the background? This message is an emergency. Thank you, Jesus. And so now, at the end of the challenge that they did for free, and they got everybody hashtagging and sharing photos, I'm part of this challenge, you know, so people are seeing the challenge, other people are joining the challenge, you know, now you're doing free marketing for these specific group of Christians, and you join in the challenge. And don't cost you nothing to join in. But at the end of the challenge, they offer you to be a part of their university. And then they let you know that the university is only $1 a day. And so now this is how you sign up. So instead of us paying Christians $1 a day for anything, I want to encourage you to open up a savings account and invest in you and ask God what he wants you to do with your money. Come on, because it does not cost money for all of these things. So I created a post that just said, I am part of the No Thank You University. I'm glad that Jesus did not charge the disciples $1 a day, right? But now people are about to pay to learn how to find a mate. Come on, he that finds a wife is a good thing. You know, he finds a good thing. Does it cost him $1 first before he gets to the scripture? Man, you know, after free prayer for 5 days, conditioning people to be a part of a group of believers who had a goal to, these people had a goal, inviting people to pay before they even prayed. So this is what I'm saying. It's part of manipulation. No matter who I know and who I like and who I care about as a human being, when God has something for me to say, y'all already know I'm going to speak it. So I'm just speaking that, Father, you forgive them, right? And I'm praying, like, repent, that they will repent, that they will wake up, that they will return back to the light and see, like, okay, it's not about me selling everything. Because you gathered these people with prayer using Jesus's name. You targeted God's people. Instead of us making universities for other Christians and trying to gain money like that, how about we do this thing right here and kick it with the harvest? The harvest. Yes, the harvest. Remember, that's what Jesus came for. The people, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Just want to just share with you guys that this is so, so important, man, that we just continue to do what God has called us to do. I'm excited. I'll be back in New York City October the 12th. from 3 to 7 p.m. Please go to my website, LadyTyTheGreat.com, for more information. It's a conference called Yes, You Are a Queen. And God has literally crushed me in my life for this moment and this time. I'm telling you to allow to speak to other queens so they can rise up. We are headed to the year 2020. I pray that you are paying attention, that you've got your calendars, that you are ready. And I pray that nobody has caused you to stumble in your walk. This year, I had a couple of stumbling blocks, but I made it through. But I just want to read this scripture to you. If anyone causes one of these little ones, come on, God considers you a little one, those who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large milestone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that causes people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off or throw it away. So listen, I'm not trying to stumble. I'm not trying to make nobody else stumble, but all I'm saying is listen, listen, listen. God is amazing. He sees and knows everything. And just like it says in the book of Isaiah, well, is it the book of Isaiah? But it say Isaiah was right when he said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth is what defiles them. So I'm excited for what's about to happen, for what God is doing. Listen, just know that God is doing a new thing. And Jesus always wanted to know, why do you break my commands of God, right? The commands of God for the sake of your tradition. Many people are practicing things, celebrating the third anniversary, the fifth this, the 100th year of this. Listen, God is trying to do a new thing. He's doing a new thing. And don't be disgruntled or upset when you're a pioneer. You know, I want you to know that God is with you. He's for you. Be encouraged. And sometimes you have to push really hard to get that breakthrough. Sometimes you got to break out of you. I had to break out of me. And I learned whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven. But listen, whoever's not with me is against me. So thank you all for being with me. You know, I thank you so much just for these times that we're able to share together. I pray encouragement over you, pure truth session. I pray that you will continue to tune in to Anchor FM and listen to the rest of the messages. Get encouragement, get truth, get light. It's not about me, it's about God. Grateful for what God is doing, and he's got more things in store. Just listen, just continue to believe. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Don't quit, don't give up. You can't let go. You know what I'm saying? You can't let go. God gets the glory out of your obedience. Keep pushing. You know, hang on right there and be like, listen, God, I am holding you accountable. I know that might sound crazy, but yeah, let's hold God accountable. God, I'm holding you accountable for your promise. I'm waiting on it. So I pray that you are encouraged today. And I just want to let you know that I love you. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Praying that you begin to pray not about your problems, but about God's promises over your life. Praying that you see your trial as a training session from God, because God is building you up. God has equipped you, right, to use it. So I need you to use the word of God. It's a tool. The only way for you to be skillful is to be trained and placed in battle. So embrace the battle. It's training day. And let's remember to do what it tells us in the book of James, to count it all joy. So count it all joy, because when we pray strategically on the target and pray God's word, not just talk, that's actually a strategy. So I'm excited for what God is going to do. It's a beautiful thing. If you want to touch the past, touch a rock. If you want to touch the present, touch a flower. If you want to touch the future, touch a life. That's a quote by somebody anonymously. So I pray that that blessed you. Let's take a look at the word and definition of patience: the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Okay? So I pray that you go in great patience today. We are so close. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. So it's your girl, Lady Tide the Great. Remember, we are here help teaching people how to operate in a greater, not pointing the fingers at others, but looking at ourselves. God, show us, examine me, show me what's in me that's not like you, and help me to deal with that thing so I can be better. So it's your girl, Lady Tide the Great, encouraging you to hear another message, you know, to open up the Bible for yourselves, connecting with God. If you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, please connect with me. There's a 24-week program, a discipleship that I teach for absolutely free. Okay, on my Facebook page. You can connect with me on Instagram, Lady Tide the Great. Again, you connecting with me, I'm connecting you with him, right? So you too can have your voice out there. You too can have a radio show, TV show, whatever it is, but don't let go. Listen, I almost let go because of the treatment of others in the body of Christ. The same ones that spoke life to me did not demonstrate love. I have a mission, and I will love others better. When I was hungry, they didn't feed me. Come on, y'all. But I will feed God's sheep. We have to manifest greater love. I'm praying for you today. There's so much more I could say, but I think that you've got enough to just relax. And all that you've been through might not have been necessary, but God is still going to use it to work together for their good. Don't give up. Don't quit. Hang in there. And I look forward to connecting with you through YouTube or any other area. But I love y'all so much. And remember, somebody's praying for you. So we're lifting up the dope boys, the drug dealers, the strippers, the forgotten, Kanye West, the people that everybody thinks is doing the wrong thing, the people that everybody's speaking against. Listen, God will use the foolish things. Will you be caught loving somebody or judging somebody? I get it. I know all the scriptures where the Bible tells us to judge and this and that, righteous judgment. I get all of that. But has God personally asked you to judge someone in the harvest that he wants you to love? Don't judge what you're supposed to love. So today I just ask that you take a look in the mirror and you become better. Right? And yeah, I love y'all. It's your girl, Lady Tide the Great. Check, check, and I'm out. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your strength. I thank you that today, even now, that people are feeling strengthened. And I thank you, God, that they go in great strength, that healing, deliverance, and restoration is taking place. No matter what their day was like today, that they remember somebody's praying for them, that you've sent an angel even by their side to get them through, that they remember to get back focused on the target, that they remember that there's a promise and that you don't lie, God, that you will keep your promise. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. Later.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Tide the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Tide the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. I'm excited today because I've just realized something. By handling a lot of business this morning, I was making several phone calls and there were a lot of automated systems. I didn't just realize that. I know that. I know you guys know that. You call the doctor's office. You call your insurance company. You call your cable bill. Everything you call nowadays has an automated system. So I just wanted to talk to you today about the process that the automated system actually puts us through. And I want to encourage you to actually be like that system. But before we get started, I want to lift up a prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray today for peace, blessings, joy, and for a light to shine like never before, that your revelation will take place on this message, that healing and deliverance will go forth, and that truth will withstand it all. So I pray today that truth be your blessing and your lesson. In Jesus' name, amen. So listen. Let me tell you something. I was on this call with this automated system, and I was just like 0000, bam, 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 bam. Have you ever done that? Just press zero so you can get to the operator. I didn't want to talk to the machine. I just wanted to talk to somebody. But this automated system was so on lock that if you didn't follow the instructions, they hung up on you. Like they banged the phone on you. Click. The end. So the point was, you had to obey their rule, their system, or you couldn't even get through. I mean, I tried to hit the start button, I tried to hit the pound button, I tried to do all of these different things, but there was an order that had to be followed because of what they had set up. So I don't know what areas in your life that you need to begin to exercise the discipline that you already put place in your mind, but you already know what to do. You don't need another life coach. You don't need to pay somebody another $59.99 a month. You don't need to do all of the things that you've been paying people to teach you that you already know. They know these things. They have pulled these things from within themselves. Well, some of them paid somebody. But you don't have to be a victim or a consumer, a customer any longer. Why don't you be an inventor of your own peace, an inventor of your own greatness? And so, what is this? I wrote down some notes, guys, but they're really sloppy. This says, say what you need to say, okay, and do your part. So this automated system is like to put your account information, press 1. To skip to technical support, press 2, right? There was an area that I had to get to, but I had to do like what? Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz, follow the yellow brick road. I had to follow the instructions. What are your instructions? What are your, oh man, what are your instructions? What are the things that you already know to do, but you've been too lazy to put them in place? Get back to a place of discipline. So, I want to share with you that automated system. No matter the buttons that I press 000 trying to skip the process, it would not let me skip the process. That automated system was not moved by my frustration on the other end. You know, I could yell and scream, and the automated system didn't even get offended. They didn't even care, not one bit. What did the automated system do? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that response. Please try again. So the automated system gave me the opportunity and the chance to try again. And I want to give you the opportunity and the chance to try again. That's okay. You might have messed up in some areas. Get up. It's a new day. What do we do with a new day? We wake up. We wash our face. We brush our teeth. We start the day again. So if it's a new day, there's new grace, there's new mercies, right? Then get like this automation system. Start over and go ahead and follow the instructions. Be obedient and don't be moved by the outside distractions. Don't be moved by the buttons that people try to press on you. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. If you want to, I want you to be like the automated system. Why? Because I could have fussed and cussed and huffed and puffed, right? On the other end, like, I want to talk to the operator. The automated system was like, for English, press 1. They don't care what I'm saying on the other end. Can you get like that? I'm not just talking to you. I'm actually talking to myself, okay? I'm talking to us. Hello, world. If we could be unmoved, unshakable, unbothered, like this automated system, instead of us saying, me too, because I'm great for that, blaming the, oh, somebody pressed my buttons. No, no, no. Even if they pressed all the buttons, let there be no button that will put you in a place of not having self-control. Let there be no button of anger. Remove the button. Disable the button that will cause you to, come on, not be nice, not look right, right? So today I want to say, don't be moved by the people on the outside. Follow the instructions that you place on your inside. So it's your girl, Lady Tada Gray. That's not super deep, too much for you guys, I hope. But I just want to let you know that you're amazing. You're awesome. You're all that and then some. Okay. So continue to be great and,
put your automated system in place. You set your own system up. What works for you, right? You've been to all these other courses. You listen to plenty of podcasts and messages. You're constantly trying to improve the man in the mirror. And for that, my friends, I am super duper proud of you. Let's stop for a minute and congratulate yourself. Come on, I'm gonna put this down and clap. I'm clapping for you. That's me clapping for you because I'm proud of you. If you're still listening to these pure truth messages, you want to be better. You want to be great. You want to be amazing. So now get the discipline in place and follow it. That's what it is. Discipline means you're going to carry it out no matter what. Every day I've been waking up doing jumping jacks, doing planks. Oh my goodness. I haven't listened. The plank life is real. You know why? Because the planks get directly to the core. It's like skip everything else. We're going to see if you can hold yourself up. So now it's time for you to hold yourself up. Dumb planks, I'm talking about, I was dropped like, woo, forget it. And then it was something on the inside of me. My grader was like, nope, do it again. So I did it again and I did it again. But I'm going to try to do it even longer next time. So we're trying to operate in our grader and achieve excellence. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray. I'm super excited for you. I'm proud of you. Keep going. Keep pushing. And don't worry about nobody trying to copy your style when they come through. It's good if they copying you because you're a trailblazer. That's what you want them to do. So you want people to look up to you. You want people to do podcasts and things greater than you. So I want you to even hear this message, and I want you to reiterate it in your own words. Share the greatness with somebody else. But not only that, share the podcast. So share the podcast and subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can just be super awesome. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Please reach out, contact me, let me know at LadyTyTheGreat.com. That's LadyTyTheGreat.com. Lady Tyler Gray, thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to connecting you to the truth again. Check, check, and I'm out.